Then I get in there and there's a free COVID-19 vaccine tent. I'm not even kidding you. The only thing missing from this experience was a 300-pound bearded man in a dress saying it's tranny time. Like, you're going to go to a sporting event and you're going to get a jab in you. Oh, honey, look, there's a COVID-19 vaccine tent. I think I'll go get vaxxed. I think I'll go get boosted.
What?
And I'm not kidding you. I couldn't believe it. I had to double, triple, quadruple take it. Not one American flag in the entire stadium. Not one. Not one. Ladies and gentlemen, last night I was in the future and I did not really like what I experienced. Of course, I'm being a bit facetious, but not really. I want to tell you a story of my night last night because I think it's very indicative as to where humanity is going on the current path we're on. And if we don't recognize the flaws in this future, and if we don't recognize what human life is going to be like if we choose this path, then we're bound for a very, very frustrating future where you'll just be so burnt out with the frustration of your daily activities because it's so obnoxious, the hoops you have to jump through, that you'll beg to go live in Klaus Schwab's pod, eating the bugs with the virtual headset on so that you don't have to live in the crappy world that's been built for you out there. Now, let me explain. Let me give a bit of a background here. So there's a soccer team in Austin, Texas now, a professional soccer team, Major League Soccer team. They came here, I think last year was their first season. Now, before they even had a game, they had their marketing campaigns all around the city. Wear your mask, take your vax, we're gay. Before they even kicked a ball, played a game, turned the lights on at the field, just all this propaganda. Now, if you know me, you know I come from sports media, you know I'm a sports fan. But I was so turned off by it, I just never wanted to go to a game. Well, I decided to go to a game last night. So Austin FC is probably about as woke as it gets when it comes to professional sports. And the experience of going to a game, all of the hoops you have to jump through and the frustrations and the inconveniences, it takes away from the game experience. Now, I'm somebody that's been going to sporting events since when I could walk. I mean, but by the time I was 15, my dad would drop me off at Busch Stadium and I'd go run around, get $5 bleacher seats, be down there by myself. So the fan experience is seriously going downhill. And it's too bad too, because it was a great time. I had a great time last night. I really did. But let me tell you what I say, that this is a warning from the future. So let's tell you what it's like now, because if you understand why this is so frustrating, you understand where the future is going. So now you can't even have, and this is probably how it is at most professional events, but I don't know, this is the only professional team really in Austin. There's no more tickets. You can't have a physical ticket. You have your digital ticket. And so because you have your digital ticket, you have to go through all kinds of hoops just to get your ticket. You got to download apps. You got to sign in passwords, get new pass accounts and get new passwords and then get new apps and then do transfers. It's a whole process. Instead of just this, here's your ticket. Enjoy the game. Not anymore. Download an app. Make a new login. Make a new app download. Transfer the tickets. So just getting a ticket, I'm not even kidding you, took me over an hour to try to figure all this out. And I had to be on the phone with these internet ticket companies to try to get a ticket to my phone. So that's a total pain in the ass. So that's what the future is like. Oh, you don't have the paper ticket. You don't have the solid ticket anymore. No, now you're going to be downloading apps, making screen names, making new accounts, going on the internet and all this stuff. And then you just hope you can get that ticket on your phone at the end of the day. So that's obnoxious. You also have no parking near the stadium. Well, why wouldn't you have parking near the stadium? Because they want you to get a ride share, you see? It's all about carpooling and having a ride share and going green. So no parking at the stadium. So everyone's got to walk more than a mile to get there. Because you don't want to have a parking lot next to the stadium so people can drive, because you don't want people driving, see? You want them carpooling or on one of those electric scooters. Yeah, they had a whole zone for the electric scooters. They had the whole thing lined up for people to get their drop off. So you're not allowed to have a physical ticket, and you're not allowed to drive to the stadium. You also aren't allowed to have cash. Totally cashless. Nope, no cash allowed here, sorry. Digital only. Okay, so again, that's part of this future process. No, nothing physical, everything digital. Nowhere for you to park, no individual activity. You got to do the ride share. No cash. Everything's got to be digital. Everything's got to be on the card. Everything's got to be with the microchip. Then I get in there, and there's a free COVID-19 vaccine tent. I'm not even kidding you. The only thing missing from this experience was a 300-pound bearded man in a dress saying it's tranny time. But that might have been hidden somewhere in the stadium. I just didn't see it. So a free vaccine stand at a soccer game. Like, you're going to go to a sporting event and you're going to get a jab in you. Oh, honey, look, there's a COVID-19 vaccine tent. I think I'll go get vaxxed. I think I'll go get boosted. What? Okay, so I guess that's normal now, too. Just going to have a little vaccine center there. Maybe it's a monkeypox vaccine, whatever else they got there, COVID. Come get your vaccine, guys. After all, you're at a football game or a basketball game. You came here to get a vaccine. Get your vaccine card. And I go to take that picture sarcastically, obviously, and nobody's going to get their vaccine. And it's these four heavy women sitting there with masks on. Only people in the stadium with a mask on. Like, oh, look, we're still doing the COVID theater. We've got our mask on. We're giving out vaccines. And I sit there to take the sarcastic photo. They got so excited. They thought someone was going to get a vaccine. They hop up out of their seats. Oh, you want the vax? You want the vax? I'm like, no. Actually making fun of you. Sit back down and enjoy your mask. Now, I halfway expected there to not even be a national anthem. And I'm wondering as I'm sitting down before the game, like, are they going to sing the national anthem? Now, they did sing the national anthem. People cheered for it. I liked that. But get this. And I'm not kidding you. I couldn't believe it. I had to double, triple, quadruple take it. Not one American flag in the entire stadium. Not one. Not one. Zero American flags. Now, you might say, well, okay, fine. There's not an American flag. What's the big deal? If you go do a Google search right now, and you guys can plug this in, there are hundreds of flags at soccer games, specifically at Austin FC soccer games. I saw Venezuelan flags. I saw other national flags. I saw a Texas flag that said protect trans kids, a couple Austin FC flags, and then about 20 different versions of the gay flag or the trans flag. The biggest flag in the stadium was a trans flag. And there were more trans flags than any other. It was the highest flag, and the biggest flag in the stadium was a trans flag. I'm at a soccer game, folks. Not a single American flag, 30 trans flags flying in the stadium. And a Texas flag that says protect trans kids, but not an American flag. So I'll finish this up on the other side of the break. But I mean, folks, it's like Twilight Zone science fiction now going to a ball game. So what's the moral of the story, or what's the lesson learned here? We're going into a future where everything is politicized. Everything is a stage for propaganda. The human process is being removed from these activities. And everything is digital, making the process even more painful. Plus, you can't even drive your car to the event because there's no parking, and you'll be lucky if you can even afford it. And I was talking to the crew in the break, just kind of reminiscing. I mean, I'm not that old. So we're just talking 15 years ago where my dad could drop me off at a ball game with 10 bucks and I could get in for $5 and get a hot dog and a soda in the stadium. That's not that long ago. That's just more than 15 years ago that was the case. That ain't happening today. Hell no. Yeah, right. So this is what the future looks like. Everything is now a political theater propaganda stage, even a ball game. You go to the ball game, you're not going to a ball game. You're going to a politicized propaganda campaign event with a side hors d'oeuvre of the ball game as entertainment. You're going to get propaganda out the wazoo before you even get into the stadium, before the game even kicks off. You're going to get the health propaganda with take your vaccine. You're going to get the gay propaganda with the trans flags everywhere. You're going to get the New World Order propaganda with everything being digital, no parking, not allowed to drive. And so this is the future we're going into, and it's not pleasant. Oh, not to mention no American flags either. No, not going to have that. No American flag for you. And it's removing the human from the process, becoming a humanless process. Then it becomes this kind of side effect of now people just expect everything is done for them. And so they're really not even connected to the event or to the activity. It's just all done by machines, all done by AI, all done digitally. And you're just kind of like a placeholder, like a mannequin, just kind of sitting there. Like you're not really involved in anything. And so that's the humanless future. And so, I mean, to me, it was the biggest taste of the future that I've ever gotten. And it was just such a frustration of a process. And I just know that that's the future. That's what you're going to get. You want to go to a ball game? No. You're going to have a pain in the ass getting your digital ticket. You're not going to be able to park. You're not going to be able to afford it. Won't be an American flag. Propaganda left and right everywhere you go. And you're just like, wow, what happened here? What happened? What happened to this country? What happened to going to a ball game with your family and friends and just having a good time? No, now you're going to get all that propaganda just layered on top of it. And if you can even survive the process of it all, you're just hoping you can get some enjoyment out of it. Yeah, that's the Austin FC fan section. Which is a great fan section. Again, I'm not trying to be a hater here. I had a good time. I like going to ball games. I like being around people. I like the human experience. But it's just wild to be living in this Twilight Zone future where you just know it's like, wow, this whole process is extremely frustrating and excruciating. This is the future. This is what they want for the future. And so it was just wild. And the free COVID-19 vaccine tent was just like icing on the cake, man. I mean, just ridiculous. And I think it's a shame. So I'd like us to look at this right now and say, is this the future we really want? Is this the process we really want moving forward with all our public events, whether it's ball games or concerts or the theater? Is this really how we want to go into it? Because this is where we're going. Everything digital, remove the human from the process, propaganda layered on top of everything. And that's the thing. It's like, oh, how do we make this event woke? Not even thinking about the actual game. It's like, oh, I know. Let's not have parking so no one can drive. I know. Let's have gay flags everywhere. I know. Let's have a COVID-19 vaccine tent. I know, let's not have an American flag. I know, let's not have any cash. I know, let's not have any physical tickets. Imagine you're just sitting in the boardroom and you're saying, hey, I thought we were talking about a soccer game here. So that's the future. I got a nice taste of the future last night, and I got to tell you, it sucks, folks, because this is where we're going. And the more frustrating part is that Everyone agrees it's frustrating. Everyone agrees the process is ridiculous. Everyone agrees that the propaganda is out of control, yet we still do it. We're still diving into this. Even though nobody likes it, nobody wants it, everyone's frustrated by it, we're still going in. It's a very odd thing, I have to say. It's a very, very odd thing. But that's the whole removing the human from the process. So you're just basically getting inserted into these things and you don't actually have any involvement in the process. You're just there to be propagandized and spend your money. And it's sad because it's only going to get worse. And so I have a feeling that experience, Austin FC is probably the one of the most woke professional sports teams out there. So I'm sure that, that's why the experience is so gruesome in the process. But my guess is that's going to be the experience with all public events in the very near future. What I experienced last night. And you're going to get a taste of it. At your local ball game, your local concert venue, your local theater, it's all going this way, folks. It's all going this way. And so you're going to get a little taste of how frustrating this humanless, digital, propagandized future is. And by the way, the only propaganda allowed, though, is the anti-American propaganda, anti-freedom propaganda, communist left-wing propaganda. That's all that's allowed at these things. You're not going to see an American flag. You're not going to see them celebrate our great country in any way, or hell, I don't know, maybe even have like maybe a Second Amendment thing. Oh, no, 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 no. 30 gay flags. Not an American flag, 30 gay flags. So it was pretty surreal, I've got to tell you. Pretty surreal to see 30 gay flags waving and not one American flag. And then a Texas flag that says protect trans kids. Who brings that to a soccer game? A liberal. That's who. A liberal. Gotta get that trans flag. Gotta let people know they want to chop little kids' genitals up. Gotta let the people at the soccer game know that they want to mutilate children's genitals. Gotta let the people at the soccer stadium know that they're gay or they're trans. Gotta let them know. And you gotta give them an opportunity to get that vaccine too. I mean, but imagine. You're talking about death cult rituals now going on at ball games, because that's what it is. They even write stories now. It's mainstream news last week. LGBT youth, they actually say LGBT minority youth have the highest rates of suicide in the youth. Yeah, you're the ones doing that to them. You're brainwashing them. You're destroying their innocence. You're destroying their bodies. And then they're going suicidal. That's a death cult. And then I go look at that propaganda at a soccer game. You've got an experimental vaccine that's killing people. 40,000 at least in the United States of America that we know of. And I've got a damn vaccine tent sitting right there. It's like, that's what I'm saying. I'm at a soccer game with death cult programming all around me. Everywhere. And then when you add that into the whole experience with the human being removed from the experience and the human process being removed from the experience, it's like I'm just sitting in the death cult future just waiting for it to all come down.
The number one selling category in supplements worldwide is fat burners, is weight loss formulas. And listen, there are hundreds of them out there that work, but most of them do it in a toxic way. Ladies and gentlemen, we went out and did deep research on the safest, healthiest ways to take your overall body's metabolic system and your metabolism and turn that clock back by turning up your metabolism. Ladies and gentlemen, Diet Force does it in a clean, healthy way. It's amazing. I've almost lost 40 pounds in the last 3 months just using the samples of it. But now it's come into the InfoWars store and is ready for sale to you and your family exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Diet Force from X7, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I want you to experience Diet Force for yourself. I can't wait for the reviews because it's worked great for me.